I typically ask this question in front of like a bunch of network engineers, and I ask like, how many of you know Kubernetes by show of hands? I'd imagine that in this room, this would be a lot more. So how many of you know Kubernetes, and how many have you played around with it? See, that's the answer I expected, quite a lot more than in front of more traditional networking folks. So what's cool about Kubernetes, right? So the API server is really about making sure that humans and machines, controllers in this case, can happily coexist and work together. So the API server exposes a number of resources, be it a pod, be it a service, be it a deployment, and there's some storage behind it. Another part of it is the controller or the reconciler or the operator or other names that are available for it, that basically execute the control loop. They get a certain input, they run a certain task, they actuate a certain system and provide status back into the API. So we thought this controller or the custom resource definition and that framework inside of Kubernetes is a pretty awesome thing to drive network automation. So this closed loop, the most practical thing that you can compare it with is your thermostat. You monitor a certain temperature. If it goes below or above a certain threshold, you actuate a certain system to drive something. Another thing that we liked about the KRM, the Kubernetes resource model, is that you get a lot for free. So you get the enormous ecosystem that's out there for free. There's other controllers, for instance, Cert Manager, to name one, that can help you issue certificates that you might need on a traditional networking box to expose API interfaces like NetConf or GNMI or whatnot. And the API model is really cool in the sense that if you know how to drive one resource, you know how to drive them all, basically. So it's a pretty consistent thing. And as a developer, inside of that framework, basically you don't need to reinvent the wheel on a lot of things. So how do we leverage this framework for network automation? So one of the things that the guys from Kubernetes did really good is to abstract a lot of things, right? So they segmented the problem space and the domain. They used reusable components. They made it declarative. Declarative is really important in the sense that I want my network to look like this, and this you fire off to a controller, and the controller figures out what needs to be done given a certain state in the network, getting from A to B. And the closed loop system was something that